So, what are we doing here? What was this all about? What did we just do? It's something we have to think about. It's something we have to, what is this idea of worship that we're coming in to do? You think about it, to the outside world, this is pretty strange. You're coming in and you're singing songs to a God you can't really see, and they would even question is even there. So it can be a strange thing for the world to experience us coming together to sing songs to our God. But as we've seen so many times in here, we're created to do this, aren't we? We are created to worship. We are wired to worship. It's part of our identity all the way back in creation. God created us to worship. But here's the problem. As a result of the fall, what becomes strange is not the fact that we do worship, it's the object of our worship. You know, plenty of people who don't worship God worship other things. And so the action itself is not that strange. It's the object of our worship. We're going to continue to talk about worship today. And as we discuss it, I want to kind of define it up front here, especially the musical aspect. We'll get back to the other aspects later after we sing some more. But what is this idea of corporate worship? Well, let's just define worship in general, why we do what we do. Worship actually comes from an old Saxon word that means to ascribe worth to something. So here's a basic definition of when we worship, we are declaring something's worth. When we worship, and so in our case, when we gather to worship God, we are declaring that He is worth something to us, that He is valuable, that He is important in our lives. That's what it means to worship. He's important to us. That's why we sing. That's why we start our week with this declaration and song of worshiping to Him. Think about the song, the lyrics that you just sang. I'll read them again. This was the first verse of that song. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Do you see how that's a declaration? God, you are important no matter what happens to me today. That every single day I want to wake up and I want to be singing your song. I want to be declaring your worth, estimating your value above everything else in my life. And no matter what happens today, at the end of the day, I want to be singing that same song. That's the idea of worship. We're ascribing worth. We're declaring something's worth. We show that God is valuable, important, and worthy by listening, and we hear from God, and we respond. You see, what we do here, as we participate in this corporate musical worship and we sing, what we're doing is we're responding to what God has done for us all week. We're praising His name. And then we hear something from the Word, a revelation, and then we respond again, and it's this cycle. That's another definition of worship. Worship is a cycle of revelation and response. God reveals who He is to us throughout the week, through His Word, through prayer, through circumstances in life. He shows us a little bit more about who He is, and we respond accordingly. And here's the neat thing. When we respond, you know what that opens us up for? More revelation. A deeper understanding of who God is. And so that cycle just keeps going. So that's part of what we do here. We read from and preach God's word and we respond. We learn more about who God is and what He's doing in our lives throughout the week. And we come here and we respond. And then it just starts that cycle over again. As God continues to reveal Himself and show us who He is, we continue to respond. And so worship, we're going to continue to build on this definition later, but as far as musical worship comes, when we come here, we're declaring God's worth, and we're participating in this cycle of revelation and response. And so that brings up a couple of issues when it comes to musical worship. What does that do for all this other stuff that we attach to this idea of worship? What do we do with this? Let me bring up a couple. The first one is style. What style of music? All of us have a style of music. I have a style of music that I'm pretty drawn to. I have pretty strong preferences in that area. But did you see that anywhere in this definition of worship? And I'm going to inform you, it won't be in the rest of the sermon either. It has nothing to do. Worship is Worship music does something for us, and it does, especially if it is our style, it enables worship. But here's the problem. If you can only worship to one style of music, then perhaps you're not worshiping God, you're worshiping that music. And so it's so challenging for us. We have to come and we have to maybe put our preferences aside, and occasionally we hear a song we like and we connect, but if I can't worship in other styles, then I've missed the real meaning, haven't I? Another question that comes up, not just our style, but how should we act during worship? All of us came from different church backgrounds. How is it that we should act during worship? The scriptural principle seems to be that as long as you don't distract from the worship of others, it's up to you and the Holy Spirit. And so there's postures you can take. There's different things you can do. You can pray while we sing and worship. You can hold your hands up high. You can hold them out, that open hand principle that we talked about a few weeks ago. You can do that. You can, you can take any part. You can kneel if you want to. I remember a church I pastored in Pickerington. There was this guy. This is how he would participate in worship. And it used to bug the snot out of me. And I was like, why can't he participate? Come on, we're worshiping here. And then a couple months later or so, I was sharing a meal with him, and we were just talking about life in general. And I said, so what is it that brought you to our church? What do you like most about our church? He goes, dude, the music. It blows me away. I just stand there in awe, and I can't even sing. And God, he says, my eyes are welling up throughout all the song. And I'm like, okay, I'm done judging the hands in pockets posture, you know. Apparently that means it's somebody's worshiping. So I don't think we have to get caught up. The scriptural principle seems to be, you know, don't distract others. You know, so if you want to bring your own trumpet and play it, I'm going to ask you not. If you want to do laps around the sanctuary, probably a little distracting. But when it's between you and God, you're the ones on stage in worship. Have you ever thought about that? It's not the people leading, it's you. You are on stage before an audience of one. A holy God, and you are singing to him. You are performing for him. You are declaring his worth. So when it comes to style, when it comes to how we should act, don't get all caught up and look back to the real meaning of worship. Ultimately, it's about our hearts and our minds when we come here. And so let me ask you, during worship, during that song we just sang, is your heart and your mind focused on God? That's what we need to do when we come together. Is your heart and mind focused on God? Or are you thinking about other stuff in life? I mean, that's easy to do, right? Especially if a song isn't really connecting with you, it's just not your style, or you're not connecting with the words, it's easy to let your mind stray and think about other things. Maybe it's a project you've got at work or home. Maybe it's a relationship that is in turmoil. Or let's be honest, maybe it's what should we have for lunch? You know, all those thoughts go through our mind. What do we do with that? Well, I'm going to ask you to do something different with it. I'm not going to ask you to suppress it. I'm going to ask you to grab it. Grab hold of it. Whatever that concern is that comes during worship, you know what you do with it? You turn it and you make it a tool for worship, and you give it over to God. So whether it's that project at work or that relationship in turmoil or something that's going on, health concern, if it's popping up in worship, you know what you should do with it? Not just beat it back down and say, oh, I shouldn't think about that. Think about it and give it to God. As an act of worship, pray for it. Pray for other people. Act in worship as if you are communing with the one true God. Declare that he's able to take care of anything that comes up in your life. In fact, we're getting ready to sing these lyrics. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Isn't that a declaration of everything that's going on in my life, whether I had a great week or a terrible week? I can give it all over to God. Let's stand and let's continue to sing as we continue to worship.